Good day here at Brookings Radio. We welcome Mayor Keith Corbett. Mayor Corbett, good to see you.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. I see you brought your canoe with you today to work.
You almost have to joke about it because this winter has just been brutal.
Yeah.
And we'll start there because street department obviously doing absolutely the best they can.
I'm so proud of those individuals. You know, as I was telling you beforehand, when we have to tell them to go home because for safety reasons, I mean, they would stay around the clock to get their job done. I can't speak enough about them. I was out this morning talking to them as they're cleaning the storm sewers. And, you know, one thing that we touched on before this period is that the park department, six park employees came and said, hey, look, let us help out a little bit. So that enabled us to keep plows when it was snowing, which was every day, keep the plows out running. And then when the crew would come in to start removing them, and in the meantime, at night, they would be taking the front end loaders and clearing some of these intersections. And, you know, I'm so proud of our city employees. And I mean, this is one more reason we can even be more proud.
I guess they've been out since Saturday clearing drains and
they
inlets and drainage ways.
Yeah, around the clock. And if you see city employees, please thank them because they are doing a great job. And Saturday and Sunday, we were at the home show, and the comments people were making, which the same comment I get every day, what a great crew and what great job they've done.
I mean, obviously, it's not going to be perfect. You can't be perfect. No. That's impossible. But they do, as I said, the best that they can possibly do.
I've not had one complaint about snow removal or anything this winter, so I'm very happy.
Now, if we should get some flooding, I assume there are plans in place.
There are. Yeah, city manager and the city engineer and our storm sewer tech have got plans, and they're working with the street department, of course, to keep everything open and what they need to do should that happen.
Well, I hope we get fortunate in that.
I hope so.
Yeah, we don't get any severe flooding. Street flooding is probably just going to happen.
Yeah.
If we get that much rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's turn to other things. The city of Brookings will be going to court versus the county of Brookings, something you don't want to see happen necessarily.
No, I don't.
But apparently there's an impasse here.
There is, apparently.
And it's over the expansion of the jail.
Exactly. And I wasn't at those meetings. It was between attorneys. When they talked about it, and we couldn't.
They did try some mediation.
They tried, and we couldn't get a ruling from the Attorney General's office either way. And so for that reason.
And at the heart is whether the county has to have a building permit and thus
correct.
Another historic review as part of that.
Really. Right. And, you know, periods.
Because the Historic Preservation Commissions are going to say it doesn't fit. It's just their bottom line.
Yeah. And I understand
that it's too big.
But the bottom line is that Minnehaha County, Pennington County have done this without building permits. And so I'm wondering, and I should mention, you know, a number of attorneys in town have visited with me, more than happy to take this case on. And of course, we'll see, because they figure it'd be 100 hours of prep time. And as you and I talked, attorneys make more than minimum wage.
Yes, they do.
And bottom line, that's the city's going to be paying that bill. And as some attorneys.
And so is the county.
Oh, yeah. And as some attorneys have shared with me, they're confident that because of precedence with Minnehaha and Pennington County, we're going to lose. But, you know, but this is due process. The public wanted that, and that's we needed to follow.
We should mention the council vote was 5-2 in favor of proceeding with the legal matter.
That's
you
right.
were one who voted against it, you and Mary Kidweiler.
I was, Perry, and, you know, one of my main reasons is just the cost factor. I'm guessing, based upon some conversations with attorneys, $200,000 to $250,000. And
that's just for the city
share. That's for the city share. And as you know, I go to the coffee groups and talk to them. I don't like sitting in the mayor's office. Go out and talk, and that's how you really find out what's going on in the city. And people have said very clearly, I can't believe you don't have better places to put $250,000. And that's why I voted against it. You know, I wish there were a way we could just sit down and just discuss this and resolve it, but now it's in the legal system.
So now that's it. There's no possibility of mediation at this point. It's
there
just
isn't now.
It's going to circuit court.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right, on a happier note, let's talk about 22nd Avenue.
You're happy, aren't you, with that?
I'm not going to be thrilled when it's going on, but boy, it needs to be done. And that is the first stretch. The bids have come in, and they're very favorable for the city.
Very good bids.
$2.8 million, was it?
Yes.
And this is from Eastbrook Drive to Minnesota Drive, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just...
Right out there.
Right outside your door, Perry. And I know the public is always commenting, and you know, you always get feedback, and I appreciate feedback. But this is the one topic I mentioned last night that the public's so strongly supportive of. 5 11-foot lanes, an 8-foot apron, if you want to call it, sidewalk on one side, a 5-foot on the other side. And, you know, now if you do something about the weather, Perry, so they could get started in April or May, we'd all be happy and be done by November.
Obviously, they can't do anything until the frost is out of the ground. The end date is in November. Hopefully that will stay the same. I wanted to ask you, is there any plans for Eastbrook and 22nd here, where we've had a couple of kind of bad accidents? Are there going to be lights? Is there any plan for stoplights at that intersection anytime in the future? I caught you a little off guard.
I'm looking at my notes here, Perry.
And I wasn't even going to ask about that, but we had just another accident just yesterday. Yeah, so
the light would be down, well, between Yorkshire and Eastbrook.
I didn't think there was planned for a light but I know a lot of people have asked about that.
Just coming over the hill is probably one
that hill has always been a little sketchy.
Has been, and we'll be adding a lot of lights, but that it wasn't one that's planned for. Okay. Maybe that's something we need to discuss, and I'll talk to the police chief to take it to the traffic safety. It's worthy of discussion.
And when you put in lights, it comes down to a matter of traffic counts and all that, but sometimes you just got to look at safety.
Safety's got to be paramount for us.
And maybe there's even a chance that elevation will change some during the widening. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. But anyway, this is going to start soon. There will be public meetings and such for people affected like us here at the radio station, right?
Absolutely. A lot of transparency here. It's very important. And that's something we've worked very hard on, transparency in the city.
Obviously, there'll be detours around that have already been worked out, I understand.
Yeah. City engineer has that all planned out. So.
Yep. So that'll be starting as soon as they can.
Yeah. As soon as you dry it out, Perry.
I didn't know it was up to me. Let's talk about one other matter, and that is recently, we haven't had a chance to talk about this on the mayor's show. We had basically the entire Disabilities Commission resigned and a few members of the Human Rights Commission. Mm-hmm. Just your thoughts on where we're at now.
Okay, well, last night we did appoint 5 people who applied, and we had openings on the Disabilities Committee. The Human Rights Commission, the 2 individuals that resigned, and I've talked to those 2, and the bottom line was... we have appointed people to fill those vacancies, and that was at the last council. And last night, then, of course, I vetted the 5 and talked to them and wanted to find out why they were interested in coming to the Disabilities Committee, because that is such a crucial committee for our city. And bottom line is they just want to be that voice for people that don't have a voice. And I think that's a good enough reason. And, of course, the council approved their appointment last night. So we still have 5 openings. If people will be interested in applying, get a hold of me and visit.
And I'm sure you'd like to fill those as soon as you can.
I would, yes. Uh-huh.
Talking to a couple members of the Disabilities Commission, the feeling I got is that they just didn't feel like they were getting the support from the council even and from city staff. Your thoughts on that?
Well, and I've visited with some of them, 5 of them actually that I've visited with, and I said, why didn't you bring that forward to us? I think I'm approachable, pretty easy to find me. And the bottom line was they just said, well, we just don't feel the council, and why didn't you come to the council? And if you didn't want to talk to me, we've got 7 members of the council. Could have talked to them, and as I asked every council member, and everybody said, well, this is the first they've heard about it, and I don't want to argue with them about it, and I appreciate their service. They've done a fantastic job for the city of Brookings, and I really thank them for that. But going forward, as I've told the 5 that we've vetted so far, if you have those concerns, here's my home phone number, here's my cell phone, call me, let's sit down and talk about it. And if you don't want to talk to me, there's other council members to talk to.
Very good. We'll end it there today, Keith, but let's hope that the rain isn't too severe.
I hope so, Perry.
Mayor Keith Corbett, right here at Brookings Radio.
Thank you, Perry.